From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter arrived in Iraq's Kurdistan Sunday. He is to review the ongoing military offensive to retake the jihadist bastion of Mosul. As the Pentagon chief went into talks with the Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani, U.S. officials said Kurdish Peshmerga forces had almost reached their goals in the week-old offensive. The battle planned is for the Peshmerga forces to stop along a line at an average of 20 kilometers outside the city of Mosul. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported heavy clashes and airstrikes that shook the Syrian city of Aleppo, according to the Monitor Sunday. Heavy fighting resumed after the end of a three-day truce declared by the government ally, Russia. The truce ended without any evacuations by the UN, which would have allowed wounded civilians to leave and the delivery of aid. The group also reported the first airstrike since Moscow announced that temporary halt in the Syrian army's Russian-backed offensive to recapture the east of the city. The pro-government Arab coalition Sunday stepped up airstrikes on Iran-backed rebels in Yemen, and clashes raged on the ground. Warring parties ignored a UN call to renew a fragile ceasefire. That 72-hour ceasefire took effect just after midnight Wednesday to allow aid deliveries in Yemen. It officially ended at midnight Saturday. The U.S. is warning U.S. citizens of a potential risk of a terror attack or attempted kidnapping of foreigners in Istanbul, Turkey. The consulate in Istanbul said in a message late Saturday that extremist groups continued aggressive efforts to attack Americans and other foreigners in the city. This is VOA News. AT&T's $85.4 billion purchase of Time Warner represents a new bet on the synergy between companies that distribute information and entertainment to consumers and to those that produce it. The acquisition would combine a telecom giant that owns a leading cell phone business, DirecTV, and an internet service with the company behind HBO, CNN, and some of the world's most popular entertainment. Regulators need to sign off on that deal. Fighters from the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab group said Sunday that they had retaken control of a town in central Somalia after hundreds of Ethiopian troops serving with the African Union's AMISOM force withdrew. It was the third time this month that the Islamist group moved into a town in the region after the departure of Ethiopian forces. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump offered new immigration reform proposals and said he would cut taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office should he win the presidency in next month's election.
The fact that Washington and the Washington establishment has tried so hard to stop our campaign is only more proof that our campaign represents the kind of change that only arrives once in a lifetime.
Trump's plans for the country Saturday came as just another woman accused Trump of kissing her without asking more than a decade ago in a hotel suite. Jessica Drake says she's coming forward to support other women alleging Trump sexually assaulted them. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigned in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia on Saturday.
We will work with everyone. Now, I imagine here in Allegheny County, and if you're from further west, you probably know people who are thinking about voting for Donald Trump. And here's what I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them that I understand that they need a president who cares about them, will listen to them, and I want to be their president too.
At least 172 inmates escaped a Haitian prison near the capital of Port-au-Prince during an armed mutiny. One guard was killed and many escaped with police weapons, according to local media. Qatar's World Cup organizers announced that a worker employed in the construction of one of the stadiums for the 2022 tournament has died in a work-related accident on the Al Wakra Stadium Saturday morning. Organizers say an investigation is underway. It's the first time World Cup organizers in Qatar announced a work-related death in regard to the tournament. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.